Hello, everyone. This is Jenny. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be. Welcome to the Sunday Blessing Call with Yeshua. Today is September 1st, 2013, or 2013. It's the beginning of fall in many parts of the world. I'm calling in from Anchorage, Alaska, where we are feeling the end of summer for sure. But before I say anything further, let me remind you that if you want like to call in, go ahead and get in the queue now. Just press *6 and then 1 on your telephone. I'm also joined by three other blessing givers in different parts of the world, so I'd like to give them a chance to introduce themselves as well. Please introduce yourselves, guys, where you're from, where you're calling from.
All right.
Hi.
Go ahead, Jenny.
Okay, this is Tammy, and I'm calling from Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah.
And this is Chris. I'm in Ohio. I live in Texas, but I travel across the country, spreading blessings as I can. Glad to be here.
Hi, everyone. I'm so honored and grateful to be here today, and I'm calling in from very sunny Southern California.
Nice.
So, as you can tell by now, we're filling in for Glenda. You may remember from the last call, from last week's call, that she's in Texas for the opening of her art exhibition, Gardens of Our Heart, today. You can find out more about this and view her paintings on her website, if you like, at glendagreen.com. Glenda, we wish you the best, and we feel you here with us in spirit, and we send you our love and blessings. So, before much further ado, let's just get on with the callers. Do we have any callers? I don't see any yet, but the lines are open. Just press *6 and then 1. We want to hear from you, and we'd love to have you share about the blessings you've received or any blessing requests you have, any questions or comments you have about the blessings, and even appreciations of Glenda or whatever you feel inspired to share. Maybe what makes you feel alive and grateful? What do you love and appreciate about yourself? And where do you feel life and love moving and flowing through you and being expressed as you? Oh, great. I see some calls here. We have, it's area code 732. You're on.
Hi, this is Mireille.
Hi, Mireille.
Yeshua bless you all. I just called, you know, to welcome you, and I thank you for what you are doing. And I also congratulate Glenda today. And then, waiting for your blessings. Guys, mm-hmm. you are the big shots today.
Oh, okay. You're pretty cute.
You're a part of this wonderful love that we all share together. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, now we have a call from 248. You're on.
Hi, this is Ellie from Michigan.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi. I want to thank you all for your wonderful help and work with Glenda. And hi, Chris.
Hi, Eleanor, Ellie, as
you
call yourself.
Yeah, my nickname is Ellie, but I just wanted to say how exciting it has been for me this week to know that Glenda's traveling and she's having this art opening and going to, I guess, Fort Worth, where the original painting hangs of Yeshua. And it just has been an amazingly almost electric week for me. In contemplation and prayer and meditation of these events that she's doing. And I really just wanted to send out all my love and gratitude to all of you and to Glenda and to Yeshua for this remarkable week. And I do feel that I actually had a very interesting healing experience in a dream with Glenda this week as well. And it was really astonishing. So I want to thank her and all of you and the whole community. And that's all I wanted to say. Great to be on the call.
Well, thank you.
Beautiful.
You're welcome to share that dream if you so desire. We would love to hear.
Well, I just had a dream where it was as if I was at a retreat, which I've been to two with Glenda. One was a blessing giver retreat, and the first one was creating the best year of your life in 2008. And anyway, it was like being at one of her wonderful seminars, and it was somewhat, you know, like most dreams, is kind of very fluid, like dreams are. But she put her finger on this part of my body that is truly probably the most vulnerable and needing healing. She just pointed her index finger right at it and touched it, and it has felt incredibly better ever since. So I don't know. It just feels like a miracle healing kind of thing. So
wow.
Yeah. So I just wanted to sit and so when you said if we have any gratitudes of Glenda, I thought, well, I really got to say thank you and how wonderful I feel and in gratitude and joy. So thank you.
Thank you, Ellie. That's beautiful.
Thank you so much for sharing. And I'm sure when Glenda listens to this call, she's really going to appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jenny, I'd like to add a little something real quick, just that I helped move Glenda's paintings across country and was riding with her, and I just wanted you to know it's like a homecoming to her. She feels all sorts of people are meeting with her that she knew back years ago, and it's a real homecoming, and she's just in the most wonderful state of mind right now. It's great. Thanks, Jenny.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay, now we have a call from 774 area code. You're
Hi,
on.
Jenny. It's Darlene.
Hi, Darlene.
Hi, I'm from Massachusetts. And I would say hi, Chris. Hi, Chris and Celia. And who else is it? Not Sharon.
Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. I want to say hi to this whole group of people. I want to say something. I think this is amazing because it was only a couple of years ago when Glenda was the only person that could initiate this blessing call. And look at this. We've got, you know, four amazing people doing it now. And I think it's wonderful that, you know, that she has that and she's been able to work with people and teach us the blessing, and if she needs a break or needs to be somewhere, she doesn't have to worry about this community because she's already got all these wonderful, wonderful people in place to jump in and facilitate this blessing for everybody else. I think it's amazing, and I want to say thank you to all of you. I think you're amazing, wonderful, and I love you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you. Yeah. Well, we really can't, you know, Glenda is the teacher and you know, I think that we all are teachers in our own way. And we all have wisdom from the books. And I think that the more that we can, have confidence, and step up to the plate, the more that we can change our world.
Beautiful, Tammy. Yes.
I don't know what happened there. Something strange happened on the board here, and we lost all the callers. So if you were calling in and you were online, call back. Because we want to hear from you. That was very strange.
We'll see what happens here. Can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And we have two more callers up, Jenny.
Oh, good. Three
more.
Yeah. I hope we didn't, well, just call back if you were in line and you didn't get to speak. So, okay. That was very strange. Now we have a caller. Is this Heidi from 413?
Yes. Yes, it is. Heidi from Massachusetts. Thank you so much.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi. I was thinking earlier on the call, when I called in early and you invited the people on the line to say anything, that I almost said, I'm just smiling. I can't say anything. I'm just smiling. I just have so much gratitude. It really chokes me up that Linda has decided and accepted to take this work on, and that it's having the profound ripple effects that it is for me, and I know so many others. And I've asked before on the line about healing from a trauma history, PTSD, etc. And Linda had the most interesting, wonderful response about completely letting go of the identity and thinking of myself that way. And she said a few other things that I think are going to come back to me in time. I'm going to re-listen again. But they stay with me more in a feeling way than I have words for. But I've wanted often to chime in, but I never wanted to take up time. But I'm feeling a little bit more permission to now. Do you have any wisdom to impart once I asked her about if things aren't happening as quickly as one would like with letting go and healing? And every once in a while I have this concern about disappointing divinity or Jesus, and this, I know that that's absurd. That's probably old brainwashing or tapes, but I wanna step into and accept whatever God has in mind for me. And of course there's the human things that are in the way, and maybe that's part of the path. But if you have any ideas about, I mean, I know every single one of Linda's calls is to accelerate moving right along in that direction, but if you have anything that came to you to respond in that way, I think I feel sometimes it's kind of snail pace. I'd like to go a little faster, but maybe I just need to receive more and allow more. I'm not sure, but I'm open to anything that comes to you. So thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you for sharing. Nothing, Gibbers, do you have anything to say?
I would like to add something, if that's okay.
You'd love that.
First of all, thank you so much for opening up and sharing your experience, because I know that many others are going through the exact same thing, or have gone through the exact same thing, or might go through the exact same thing in the future. So just by being vulnerable and sharing your experience is such a beautiful way to reach out and touch others. And although I may not have an easy answer for you, I do know that on this call, all of us will hold you in our blessing and in our hearts through Yeshua. And just speaking from personal experience, I found that if I could just hold on and just have the hope that things would get better, even though at times I know things felt like they were moving at a snail's pace, I found that just by holding on and not giving up hope, that things did get better. So I hope that brings you some comfort. And again, we will hold you in our hearts, and we will hold you in the blessing today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heidi. This is Jenny. I also would love to say that I have experienced some challenges that have taken a long time, or have had phases. One of the things that I've learned about me, and I know this is, you know, everybody's situation is different, but I just had to learn about divine timing. And also, you know, I was just reading in Love Without End, Chapter 14, Pathways to Success. Yeshua talks about will and the intentions of the four intentions. You know, there's the intention of God, the intention of the universe, the intentions, and the intentions of the need to live in mutuality with others and the brotherhood of humanity, and also there are our own intentions. And sometimes we just have to be patient, I guess. There are other aspects and other thoughts about this. Does anybody else have any more thoughts that they'd like to share about this? Tammy or Chris?
I would like to share just the point of what you made with the divine order, because that's what I've experienced, is that I've had to learn through my challenges to trust that divine order, even though it can be very difficult. But that, to me, is the point of going within and really surrendering and trusting that you're being taken care of and watched over.
I think I'd like to add just one more thing. It's about the vulnerability. It's to reach out and, you know, with no fear, and ask for help, ask for guidance from Yeshua. Glenda told me that he's always, always, always ready to engage in conversation. And just ask, you know, for him to engage with you as well. That's all.
That's amazing. That's an amazing reminder. Thank you.
Okay, now we have a call from 512 area code. You're on. We can't hear you just yet. Maybe you're on mute, your phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, we can hear you now.
Thank you so much. This is Charlotte from Texas, and I've been participating in the calls for several years, and this is the first time that I've called in. And first, I want to just express my gratitude for this community. To have this community to come to every Sunday is very meaningful to me. I'm calling today for my beloved brother who they discovered a mass on his lungs, and he's going to have a biopsy on Tuesday. And I'm asking the community to hold him and the people that love him in their hearts and prayers and in this blessing call today as we go through this. So that's my request today.
Can we have his name, please? Is that all right?
Yes, his name is Roy. Do you need a last name?
No, Roy's fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Charlotte.
Thank you.
We'll hold him in the blessing today.
Thank you so much.
Now we have a call. Oops. I'm getting the hang of this dashboard here. We have a call from 856 area code. You're on.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
From New Jersey.
Hi. What's your name again?
Pardon?
What is your name again?
My name is Eva.
Oh, Eva. Hi. You're cutting
Eva.
Out.
Hi. Yes, I called for something else, but first I would like to respond a little bit to Heidi. I understand a lot about waiting and the wanting to have things quick, and I would often ask Jesus, how did you do that when he healed, which, you know, just like that, and ask many questions. But I believe that we are, many of us are here in this time frame to clear a lot of past junk that had been accumulated in consciousness, both ours and perhaps others in our families and friends. And this, I have discovered, takes time. And it just takes time and perseverance and patience. And that's some of the things that I've been learning in the last number of years. So I don't know if that might be helpful to her or not. But the other thing that I really called in for was, Chris, you probably don't remember, but I was at the first Blessing Givers seminar. And I remember speaking to you and asking about what you did, like your job. And you said you you haul meat, I believe. I think you said you feel a lot of angry cows or angry meat or something, which impressed me because I thought you're driving the truck and you're feeling that which is dead in the back of the truck. And I was just thinking of the difference in transporting Glenda's paintings and the contrast that would be from your normal things that you haul. So I was just a little bit amused when I thought about that, and just wanted to share that with you.
Thanks, Eva. Yeah, I remember you. And I don't feel that all the time with the and when I'm hauling vegetables, they're much happier.
I try not to eat the angry meat.
There you go. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, driving across Arizona, New Mexico, and then Texas with Glenda over 2 days was just the most extraordinary experience. And it started out that I was in the room with her during the blessing call last week, and amazing amount of energy. And she has this ability to go to the place that I'm at and speak to me at that spot and just move me up, like just a slight increment or just a little bit, just expand my consciousness, just a little bit higher, not too far where I get lost, but, just a little higher. So it was extraordinary being in her presence the whole time, and the trip was flawless. It just sang along. We never stopped talking, and it's beautiful.
Great.
Thanks for asking.
I would have loved to have been there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad she can have this experience. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's me too. Thanks for asking.
That's really all I have to say. Thank you all for being here for all of us. I appreciate that too.
Thank you.
Great. Let's get to the next caller. 608 area code. You're on.
Hi, this is Beverly from Wisconsin.
Hi, Beverly.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to say a few things. One is that I love all of you dearly, and I'm incredibly grateful that you are in my life. And I just want to add to that how special it is that we do have this community and that we can reach out and not be judged and just share and just see the love that we are every day. And getting back to Heidi, one of the things that I do sometimes when I feel stuck,
Beverly, I think we lost you, or we can't hear you for some reason. Oh, I think we did lose her. Well, if you can, call back. We'll see if we can get you to share. Let's see. Now we have area code 403. You're on.
Yes, this is Karen from Canada, and I had put in my lineup for the call when Heidi was talking. I want to say to Heidi that that I thought what she said really, at least it touched me very, very deeply, because being vulnerable is something the ego doesn't like to do. When everybody was putting their comments in, I thought they were all excellent. And what I would say to Heidi is that the ego has to live in the past tense, and it has to live in the future. And if you're worrying about something or, you know, judging it, then you're not in the present moment, and that's a challenge for all of us. And I love the advice of talking to Yeshua or whatever higher guidance that you have. And for me, it's been to acknowledge that I don't have the control over the present moment. I just have to show up for it. And if you can just take a breath and believe yourself that you're in the present moment, then it truly does become the spiritual path and process without the ego getting caught up in how it should look at the end station. And I really don't have the words to say it. I did go back after Love Without End after a couple times reading it in A Course in Miracles. I read A Return to Love by Marian Williamson. And what I loved what she said was that the ego always wants to pray for, well, let this happen, let that happen, whatever, I want this, I want that, can you make it better? And she suggested the Course in Miracles, or Jesus, had said that pray for inner peace, to be in that present moment, in that breath, and then no matter what's happening on the outside, whether it's good or it's bad, you will have taken yourself to, I guess, that sweet spot. And so just keep doing what you're doing, and just stay out of the future and stay out of the past.
Oh, beautiful. That is beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess that's what is meant by following the life and the living, huh? And
Yeah,
and to notice what's different, not what's old and the same. Okay, looks like we're getting close to the blessing time, so I'm sorry if we didn't get all the callers. It looks like we had a couple more left. But I wanted to make sure that we, Cecilia, I'd like to let Cecilia talk about different ways that we can all connect or stay connected or connect deeper with each other in this community. Cecilia, would you like to share that now?
Absolutely. And I just think it's wonderful how we do have such a community, and we are connected on so many different layers and levels, probably some that we're not even aware of. And there's many ways that we can actually connect after the blessing calls. And one of the ways to connect is through a website that Glenda Green set up, ChristBlessing.org. And that's where you can sign up on the email list. You will find the archived blessing calls. There are also links on this site to subscribe to the Christ Blessing Facebook group. And there's even a small purple iTunes icon link that you can subscribe to Glenda's messages on iTunes, which makes it really easy if you would like to listen to them on your iPod. And I mentioned the Christ Blessing Facebook group. And that's on facebook.com/groups/Christ Blessing. But the easiest way to join the group is just to go to ChristBlessing.org and click on the blue Facebook button, and it will take you right to the group. And the Christ Blessing group is a place that you can share what's on your mind, what's in your heart, something that has inspired you and you would like to share with others. And it is also a great place to ask for blessings. So it's a really beautiful place for us to connect. And then I'd also like to just mention Glenda's new website. If you haven't been to it yet, I highly recommend it. It's inspiredorigination.com. And you will find her books, ebooks, audio CDs, online seminars, essential oils, paintings, and many other unique and beautiful gifts that you cannot find anywhere else. And I would also like to add that inspiredorigination.com is also the place to donate if you feel moved to do so. Thank you so much.
So I'm going to have Chris prepare us for the blessing now. And let me turn the cue. And I think we're good to go. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I was on mute, sorry. I'm ready to go. Well, what a wonderful honor. I invite everyone at this time to remove their shoes and socks, unless that would be kind of uncomfortable if you're in cold conditions. Sit yourself comfortably, remove any head coverings, and kind of maintain a comfortably erect position. No body parts should be crossed. And if you can, drink some water both before and then after the rest period, just to facilitate the movement of the energy. This is an energetic transmission. And I want to add something else. So during this blessing, under the power of the Holy Spirit and the guidance of Yeshua, the energy will move several times from the top of your head, down through your spine, through your feet into the earth, and then back up through your feet, up the spine, and into the infinite, into the divine. Yeshua will be with you and may touch you on your feet, your heart, or your head. Some of you will feel him touch your feet to reconnect you to the earth. And there may be other blessings that you perceive as is necessary or right for you. Always it seems that you're given what you need in that moment. So then during the conduction of the blessing, which usually lasts 3 minutes, pray your prayer. Some people pray kind of just in silence. Some speak out loud. Some pray with words. Some people simply commune with all that is. Some sing, some blow trumpets, some dance. Whatever your prayer is, Yeshua will carry it to the divine source. Now allow your attention to fall into your heart and be in the presence of the divine and of Yeshua. And we'll begin I'll begin the invocation. And I invite all blessing givers on the call to join us in this transmission of Yeshua's love and healing. I like to breathe deep into my heart to center myself and as close to my sacred heart as I can. Dearest Yeshua, our friend, our mentor, our brother, our Lord, one who has met the challenges of life and shown us the way to evolve into our highest state of being. We want to express our gratitude for your presence here today, for reaching out and healing us with a simple touch, allowing us to experience your love. We also just are so grateful that you're showing us the way to really release all the baggage, all the identities, all the accumulation of doubt, fear, discomfort, illness, letting us become completely vulnerable. For in our vulnerability, we are able to hear you, to see you, and to feel the presence of the divine within us. We ask that you send special energy to all those suffering from difficulties, from stress, from illnesses, special attention to Roy, that he may find the resolution that he's seeking through your love. We express specific gratitude for Glenda, our teacher, our guide, our friend, and her dedication to you, her love for you, her love for God. In your presence and in your name, we pray.
Amen.
Now we'll begin the blessing. The blessing transmission is complete. Now go and rest and assimilate for at least 7 minutes in thoughtless admiration and awe of his love as it enters you. And know that you are loved. Thank you all.